Today is March 18th. In March of 1942, this country was at war. It affected everyone's life. A total war being fought east and west of our shores. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor was still fresh, the wreckage still on the bottom of the harbor. Along the Atlantic coast, German U-boats were sinking American ships, sending to the bottom in flames, often visible from the shore. Tom Griffin, along with other volunteers, was training with Colonel Jimmy Doolittle in Florida to bomb Japan. Just 4 months after Pearl Harbor, when no one thought it was possible to answer the attack, they were learning to fly ground-based bombers meant to use a runway from the deck of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier. Their target was Tokyo. Jimmy Doolittle, already a legendary airman, was leading the charge. 16 B-25s would take off. Tom, the navigator of the 9th, was perfecting the techniques of overwater navigation and the art of fuel management, essential on a mission of such long range. The force would take off from the carrier at sea, attack targets in Japan, and then fly hundreds of miles to China. There was no room for error. The mission was a huge effort. And while the point of the spear was the 80 men who flew the 16 bombers, the U.S. Navy sent a task force of 16 ships that carried 10,000 sailors to get them there. On April 12, 1942, approaching Japan, the task force was spotted by a Japanese fishing boat. They had to take off hundreds of miles earlier than planned, but they successfully dropped their bombs, sending a message that the USA was a force to be reckoned with. One B-25 flew to Russia, the others toward China. All the bombers were lost as their fuel ran out, some along the coast. Tom Griffin's B-25 flew 300 miles inland before the crew bailed out. Tom always noted, with modesty, that a surprising tailwind had saved them. The Doolittle Raiders passed into legend immediately. Most escaped, some were captured, and some executed. Tom and all of the other raiders got home and were given a few weeks' leave and then were sent back to war. 13 would be killed in action before the war ended. Of the 16 ships from the task force, 7 were sunk before July of 1943. Tom Griffin was sent to Europe. In that year, he was on his 23rd mission. His B-26 was shot down, and he bailed out again, and this time was taken prisoner. He was a POW in a German camp for nearly 2 years before the war ended. Griffin had said that the Germans planned to execute all of its POWs on April 30, 1945, the day the Allies liberated the camp. He told me that the sun had never shone so bright as it did that day. Tom came home and went about having the great American life. He lived in Cincinnati with his wife, Esther, raised 2 sons, opened an accounting business, and lived quietly in Green Township. Never accepting the role of hero, always said, "I was just doing my job." I got to know Tom and made his portrait more than once. He had a good memory and loved to share his stories. Tom planned on living to be 100 years old. A few months ago, he said that he might have to eat his words. So some evening, in the next few days, raise a glass and celebrate the life of Major Tom Griffin. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.